your head, save your hair, use this shampoo.
The F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch Shampoo, presents the Fitch Bandwagon, starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. A few minutes ago on the Jack Benny Show, you heard Jack and his cast leaving for a trip to Chicago and New York. To show you how this event affected Phil and Alice, let's go back about 2 weeks to a certain Saturday afternoon. Phil has just come home, and Alice meets him at the door.
Hiya, baby. Well, start packing, kid. We're going to Chicago.
Who's going to Chicago?
Jack Benny. He's taking the show east in a couple of weeks, and me and the band are going along.
Well, what's he taking you for?
What do you mean? Jackson couldn't do without Harris. That old man needs me.
Phil. Phil, Jack Benny needs you like a moose needs a hat rack.
Look, sister, if you're going to steal him, steal a good one.
Well, Phil, if you're going east, I think you'd better go alone this time.
Alone? But, Alice, you went last year with me.
That's just it. I'll never travel with those musicians of yours again.
Well, what do you mean? We traveled in style. The Santa Fe gave the band a special car.
I'll say they did. And they towed it 40 feet behind the rest of the train. They were afraid your boys would contaminate the other passengers.
Oh, they were not. They only did that because the coupling broke.
And why did the tow rope have a rat guard in the middle?
That was Frankie crawling back to the club car.
And the worst thing was when we pulled into Chicago, they unloaded our car at the stockyards.
Well, it was closer to our hotel.
I was never so embarrassed in my life. A meat inspector opened the car door, looked in and yelled, "Hey, Mac, here's a carload of dead ones."
Up until yesterday, Alice was still determined not to go east with Phil. But at 10 o'clock... the phone rang.
Hello.
Hello, darling. This is Emily Williams.
Oh, how are you, Emily?
Oh, just fine. Alice, I saw in the paper that you and Phil are going east with a Benny show.
Well, Phil is, Emily. I'm not going this time.
My dear, you mean you're letting that weasel go to New York alone?
Oh, I'm not worried about Phil.
Well, I said the same about my George.
Then he went on that business trip to St. Louis. What happened?
Well, you've heard the expression, let George do it.
Yes.
Well, darling, he did. I don't know the details, but the Anheuser-Busch Brewery sent us a bill for $9,000.
Thanks for calling, Emily, but I'm sure Phil will be all right.
Well, if I were you, I'd think it over, dear.
I will, Emily. Goodbye.
Hey, honey. Who was that you were talking to?
Oh, nobody.
Alice. Why are you looking at me like that?
Nothing. I was just trying to remember what a weasel looks like.
Well, it's a little animal with a pointed nose and has a... Alice, have you been listening to your mother again?
No, Phil. It's just that I've decided to go east with you.
But look, honey, I can't get reservations and we're leaving tomorrow.
Reservations? But, Phil, you have a compartment reserved on the train.
I know that, but I'm sharing it with Frankie, my guitar player.
Well, you'll just have to get a hold of him and make some other arrangements.
Oh, honey, now listen to me. I can't throw Frankie out. He's mad at me already on account of you lousing up our fishing trip last week. Now, if I tell him this, he's going to blow the top off.
Well, what of it? Is he more important than I am? After all, I happen to be your wife and the mother of your children.
I know, honey, but can you play guitar?
Oh, get out of here.
Groceries!
Oh, hello, Julius. Just put them there on the table.
Sure, Miss Faye.
Oh, by the way, we won't be needing any more groceries for a while.
No more groceries?
Mm-mm.
You see, I'm going away with the children.
Reno, huh?
No. No, Julius, we're all going east for a month.
Gee, Miss Faye, if you was ever to go away for good, you know what I'd do? I'd blow my top down at the store.
Oh, Julius.
Yeah, Miss Faye, I'd go berserk right in the middle of Ralph's Market. I can see myself now knocking over huge pyramids of Drano. Yeah, and clopping old ladies on the head with salami. And when it's all over, there I am, laying prostrate in a grisly pool.
Of blood?
No, blue bonnet margarine.
Well, Julius, you shouldn't feel that way. I'll be back.
Yeah, but, gee, Miss Faye, I'm going to miss you something awful. These fleeting moments with you have meant everything to me.
They have?
Yeah. They've brought me real comfort and eased my suffering. Made it possible for me to walk through life happy and carefree.
Oh, Julius, that's a beautiful thought.
Yeah. I read it off a box of Dr. Scholl's foot pads.
Well, you be a good boy, Julius. I'll see you when I get back. Goodbye.
Farewell, soulmate.
Well, here's Frankie's apartment. I wonder if he's still mad at me. Oh, well. Here goes.
Who is it?
It's me, Frankie. Filthy. Gee, he really holds a grudge, doesn't he? Frankie, cut that out. You almost hit me. Now let me in there.
What do you want?
Oh, come on, kid. You're not still sore at me, are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Frank, stop it. Come on, shake hands.
No.
Oh, look, Remley, don't be that way. We've been pals a long time. Now, let's shake on it.
No.
Frankie, I got a bottle.
Frankie!
Stop kissing me.
I'm sorry, Curly, I was overcome. What's in the bottle?
Clorox.
Good, I'll get the ginger ale.
Now, you see what I mean? We always get a laugh together, don't we, kid? Now, you see, it would be awful if you and I ever split out. Don't be mad at me. Gee whiz. We can't be mad at each other. We've been through too much together.
Ah, yeah, Curly. I guess I was wrong thinking you'd done me dirt last week. What was it you wanted?
Well, look, Frankie, it's about the trip. Now, you know the compartment we were sharing on the train tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid Alice is going to have to be in there.
Oh. Well, if it's all right with her, it's all right with me.
Look, Frankie, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to get out of there, pal.
Pal?
That's right. Now, look, I'm taking Alice and the children on the trip.
Oh, brother, that train's going to be lousy with Harris's. That's about as lousy as you can get.
Now, stop that. I'm the leader. Me and my family are going to take that compartment, and that's that.
But, Phil, what about me? How am I getting to Chicago?
I've got you all taken care of. Here's your ticket.
Let me see. This ticket good for one excursion trip to Yosemite National Park. Yosemite?
Sure. That's only a short walk to Chicago.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. They're both in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Phil sings his latest Victor record release, Necessity.
What is the curse that makes the universe so all bewildering? What is the hope that just provokes the folks they call God's children? What is the jinx that gives the body and his brother and everyone around the runaround.
Everyone the runaround. Everyone the runaround.
Necessity.
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 That most unnecessary thing, necessity.
How unnecessary.
What throws a monkey wrench in a fella's good intention? That nasty old invention,
necessity.
Brother, you so right.
My feet wanna dance in the sun.
My head wants a rest in the shade.
The Lord says go out and have fun, but the landlord says,
man, you rent ain't paid. Necessity.
Necessity.
It's plain to see.
It's plain to see.
What a lovely old world this silly old world could be.
World could be.
But man, it's all in a mess, account of necessity.
Necessity.
Well, keep right on a chopper.
Necessity.
Now, brothers, let me tell you, there ought to be a law against necessity. The jail would never been there, except for folks who sin there.
Well, how did you get in there, Filthy?
Necessity.
Oh, life, not your dream for a loop.
And love knocks you flat on your pan.
And sin lands you right in the soup.
Yes, but nothing knocks you harder than necessity.
You mean he does?
That's right, brother. Necessity.
There's nothing lower than less.
Unless it's necessity.
Necessity.
How low can you guess?
Bodily exercise is important, and authorities agree it's just as important to exercise your scalp. The best way is by massage. The Fitch Company announces the new Fitch Scalp Massage Brush combination for a limited time in the United States only at a tremendous savings to you. It's the famous scalp massage brush combination containing a rubber scalp massage brush scientifically designed with 86 flexible fingers to stimulate the blood supply. A 6-ounce bottle of Fitch's new Quin Oil Hair Tonic blended from 5 essential oils to keep your hair well groomed. And a 6-ounce bottle of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Use the massage brush with Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo for a reconditioning treatment that leaves your scalp invigorated, your hair clean and dandruff-free. Between shampoos, use the brush daily for a vigorous scalp massage. Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo completely removes dandruff at the first application under a money-back guarantee. This money-saving combination is available at your drug counters in a convenient carry-home package. A $1.60 value for only 99 cents. Ask for Fitch's Scalp Massage Brush Combination. Phil and Alice spent most of Saturday getting ready for their trip east. We find them now, a few hours ago, in the living room, surrounded by assorted luggage.
Well, I guess we've taken care of it. Phil, what on earth are you doing in your bathing suit?
Well, look, honey, we got a couple of hours before the train leaves, and I thought I'd like to take a last-minute dip in the pool.
Well, all right, but the man will be here to pick up the bags in a few minutes. Do you have everything packed?
Yeah, kid, I got 6 suitcases full. I'm going to show up in Chicago like the Duchess of Windsor.
Well, what were those clothes laid out in the bedroom yesterday?
Oh, those. Oh, I cleaned out all of my closets. I sent everything I'm not taking on the trip to be dry cleaned.
Well, look, Phil, before we go, I want to take the children over and say goodbye to Mother. So you better...
Okay, honey, it's the door. I'll get it.
Excuse me, Mr. Harry.
Well, old Chicken Snyder, how's it going, Chick?
Well...
Come on in.
Thank you. See, you're all packed for your trip. Howdy, Miss Fay. That's a nice trunk you got there.
Yeah, Chicken. Hey, let me ask you something. You all packed and set to leave?
Yeah, I finally got ready. I've been running around like a rooster that's been hit on the head with a wet corn cob.
Oh, are you going somewhere too, Mr. Snyder?
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Alice, but look, seeing that Chicken is a newspaper man, I asked him to come along and handle the publicity for the band.
Have you done that kind of work before, Chicken?
Oh, yeah, sure have, Miss Fay. For 6 years, I was the advance man for Jose Corkendorfer and his Mason City Gauchos.
Were they pretty good, Chicken?
Good. Couldn't be nothing else but good. On trombone, we had Sliphorn Quibner. And Zooty Huckleknuckle on drums. Real farm boys they was. Corn huskers, all of them.
Corn huskers?
Yeah, I'll never forget one jam session we had. Marmaduke Trot, he got to riffing and a jazzing on Turkey in the Straw, and before we could stop him, he'd shucked all the keys off of his clarinet.
Well, if you go to Chicago, Mr. Snyder, what about your job with the Encino News?
Oh, they'll get along all right without me. You see, I handle the vital statistics column, and I fixed all that. I just went down and postponed all the births and marriages.
Well, that's fine, Chicken.
Well, it's getting late. I'll see you down to train, folks.
So long, Chicken. See you there.
Goodbye, Mr. Snyder.
Afternoon, Miss Fay.
Look, honey. I'm going out and get my swim now, huh?
All right. The children and I will go right to the station from Mother's.
Okay, and then I'll call a taxi and I'll meet you down at the station. Hey, but what about the bags?
Oh, you go on and take your swim. I won't leave till the express man comes. And, Phil, if you go in the pool, don't get your head wet.
Why not?
You know how it swelled up the last time.
Stop it, will you? I'll see you down at the station.
Don't mind telling you, in my humble fashion, that you thrill me through with a tender passion. When you said you care, imagine my emotion. I swore then and there, permanent devotion. You made all other boys seem blah. Just you alone fills me with awe. Wonderful, marvelous, you care for me. Oh, it's awful nice, paradise, what I love. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, marvelous, that you should care for me.
See, there's nothing like a good swim. I'll miss that pool in Chicago. Hey, guys, it's getting late. Well, I better get my suit out of the closet. Hey, that's funny. It's not here. Oh, well, maybe it's in this one. Gosh, that's empty, too. Now, where could I... Oh, my gosh, I packed everything in those suitcases and all of my other clothes are at the cleaners. Oh, Harris, you knuckle-headed joker, you. Oh, well, it's not my fault. A beautiful creature like me is entitled to be a little stupid. But I can't go down to the station in a bathing suit. Let me see what's in Alice's closet. There's nothing in here but dresses. I might put this one on and... No, the neck's too low. Hey, here's an old ostrich feather fan of Alice's. Maybe if I held it like this and ran sideways... No, that'll never do. It's too far to the station. Uh-oh, there's the taxi I ordered. Brother, what a spot to be in. Oh, I got it. I'll have the guy drive you to Frankie's, and then I'll borrow some clothes. But gee whiz, I can't wear just this bathing suit. I'll catch cold. I know what I'll do. I'll slip on this negligee of Alice's. Gee, it's a pretty thing, too. There.
Are you the party that ordered the taxi?
Yeah. Hey, now look, driver, this is an emergency. Now, you'll have to hurry.
Very well, madam. This hospital.
I don't want to go to no hospital.
Oh, please, lady, nothing like that.
Look, Buster, I ain't no lady. I'm Phil Harris.
I see. You want me to go to a Turkish bath?
Don't be so funny. Get this hack going. I'll tell you where to go.
Very well.
Hurry it up. Gee whiz, I hope Frank's home. I gotta get some clothes.
Who is it?
It's me, Frankie Philly.
Beat it!
Frankie, open up. What's wrong with you?
Get away from here, you double-crosser.
Double-crosser? Frankie, what's the matter?
I just found out where Yosemite is. It's 2,000 miles from Chicago.
But, Frankie, it's downhill all the way. Frankie, open it up, will you? I'm in trouble.
Drop dead, leader.
Frankie, now will you please... Uh-oh, here comes a woman down the hall. Frankie, let me in.
There, dearie. Don't go on like that. No man's worth it.
You keep your nose out of this.
Hussy!
Frankie, let me in. Please let me in.
When is Daddy coming?
Oh, I don't know, Alice, but I wish he'd get here.
Mommy, Mr. Benny and everybody else went down to the train.
I know, Phyllis. Wait till I get a hold of that father of yours. Him and his last-minute swim. Now he keeps us waiting here for a half an hour and the train's about to leave. Oh, it's times like this I wish I'd been nicer to Rudy Valley. Oh, no, honey, that's an old ad for Grapes of Wrath. Oh, dear, where is that man?
Look at that funny-looking woman coming across the station.
Oh, yes.
Look at her. She's in her bare feet and wearing a negligee.
Quiet, Phyllis. We shouldn't laugh at someone more unfortunate than we are. Stop staring at her.
But we've never seen a woman before whose arms drag on the ground. Look, she's going to talk to us.
Oh, dear. Madam, is there anything that I can...
Alice, quiet. It's me.
Oh, brother, Hotshot's done it again.
You keep quiet.
Phil Harris, what on earth are you doing in a negligee and a bathing suit?
Oh, it's a long story, honey. I'll explain it later. Let's get on the train.
Phil, they won't let you on like that.
Oh, yes, they will. Come on. There's the gate over there.
This gate to the Santa Fe, Chief. Hold your own tickets, please.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Here's mine, mister.
Thank you, young lady.
Here's mine, mister.
Thank you, young lady.
Here's mine, mister.
Thank you, young... I'm sorry, but all livestock must be crated.
Now, you wait a minute, bud. I ain't no livestock.
Indeed.
No, conductor, this is my husband.
Madam, you have my deepest sympathy.
Look, Buster, I'm getting on that train and you ain't going to stop me, see?
I'm sorry, sir. We're running a railroad, not a transportation system for squirrels.
That does it, wise guy. I'm going to bust you right square in the nose. Take this.
Phil, get up. People are staring.
Well, Alice, just don't stand there. Have that man arrested.
Arrested?
Yes, the dirty coward hit a woman. Well, honey, we're finally on the train and the children are all asleep. You want to go back to the club car?
Don't you speak to me, Phil Harris. I was never so humiliated in my life, pushing you down the platform in that wheelchair.
Yeah, well, I'd have murdered that guy, only he hit me with a cow catcher off of the chief. Come on, honey, come on. Let's go up to the club car.
But, Phil, we can't.
Why not?
They're towing our car 40 feet behind the rest of the train again.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. Almost everyone likes to do things the easy way, especially in maintaining hair health. That's why thousands are so enthusiastic about Fitch's Rubber Scalp Massage Brush. With its 86 flexible fingers, this handy massage brush provides a simple, more efficient way to stimulate scalp circulation. But it does even more, for when you use it with Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo, you actually have a reconditioning treatment that tones up your sluggish scalp, leaves your hair clean and dandruff-free. You get both the brush and Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo in the new Fitch Scalp Massage Brush combination, available for a limited time only. This offer also includes the new Fitch Quinoil Hair Tonic, blended from five essential oils for perfect hair grooming. You get all three in the new Fitch Scalp Massage Brush combination. First, the scalp massage brush. Second, a generous 6-ounce bottle of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo, guaranteed to remove dandruff. And third, a 6-ounce bottle of the new Fitch Quinoil Hair Tonic. A regular $1.60 value in a convenient carry-home package, only 99 cents. Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week in Chicago.
Good night.
Get the new Fitch Scalp Massage Brush combination in the convenient carry-home package. A regular $1.60 value, only 99 cents. Contains 1, a 6-ounce Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo, 2, a 6-ounce Quinoil Hair Tonic, 3, a rubber scalp massage brush, all 3, value $1.60. Special price for limited time, only 99 cents.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.